Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, April 9th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of local and regional news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Nova Scotia District, mired in conflicts of interest over aquaculture expansion. The municipality for the District of Argyll in Nova Scotia is embroiled in a controversy over conflicts of interest surrounding the expansion of aquaculture facilities near residential properties. Concerns have been raised about the lack of transparency and allegations of favoritism in the selection process for aquaculture locations. Residents are expressing frustration and anxiety over the potential impacts on their quality of life and property values. Evidence obtained through Freedom of Information requests reveals bid rigging of aquaculture locations in residential areas, sparking outrage among constituents. Despite calls for accountability and oversight, the municipality has ignored these concerns, deepening tensions within the community. Efforts to address conflicts of interest, promote transparency, and restore trust in governance processes will be crucial in navigating this complex issue.
D.D. Bridgewater, Branford Marsalis, Bilal, Candace Springs, Keith David, Jazmaya Horn, and more. Headline 15th Pittsburgh International Jazz Festival, September 18 to 24. The 15th edition of the Pittsburgh International Jazz Festival, presented by the August Wilson African American Cultural Center and co-presented by Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield, features a lineup of iconic and contemporary jazz artists. Headliners include D.D. Bridgewater, Branford Marsalis, Bilal, Candace Springs, Keith David, Jazmaya Horn, and more. The majority of performances are free on Liberty Avenue, with ticketed concerts at ABWA-CC. Festival attendees can enjoy a variety of musical styles, from straight-ahead jazz to neo-soul and Caribbean music. VIP passes are available for priority seating and access to exclusive areas. The festival also offers the Jazz Train Travel Package, including live jazz music, refreshments, and activities. Tickets are on sale at pittsburghjazzfest.org. Don't miss this celebration of jazz music and culture in the heart of downtown Pittsburgh.
Tariffs are here, and Gutemann Law Firm is helping people protect their finances. Following the president's announcement of new tariffs, Gutemann Law Firm is helping people protect their finances. The tariffs impose a 10% tax on imports from almost every country, causing stocks to plummet and fears of a recession to rise. With basic living costs increasing, filing for Chapter 13 bankruptcy may be beneficial for those struggling with debt. Many in Southeast Michigan are facing financial stress and may not be aware of how bankruptcy could protect them from foreclosure and asset loss. Gutemann and Associates PC offers consultations to help alleviate financial stress. With over 45 years of experience, they provide legal solutions in bankruptcy, business law, civil litigation, and more.
1989 Aston Martin Lagonda, now on display at DFW Car and Toy Museum. The 1989 Aston Martin Lagonda, a symbol of luxury and British craftsmanship, is now on display at the DFW Car and Toy Museum in Fort Worth, Texas. This rare sedan, designed by William Towns, features a sleek body, opulent interior, and advanced features for its time. With only 36,000 miles on the odometer, this Lagonda is part of the Ron Sturgeon collection, showcasing over 200 iconic automobiles. The museum offers free admission, is dog-friendly, and provides a unique experience for all ages. Explore the world of automotive history and innovation at the DFW Car and Toy Museum today.
Trollinger Law LLC expands reach with new office in La Plata. Trollinger Law LLC, a prominent law firm specializing in personal injury and workers' compensation law, has expanded its reach by opening a new office in La Plata. This move allows the firm to serve injured individuals in Charles County and the DC metro region more effectively. With founder Matt Trollinger's decades of experience, the firm is dedicated to prioritizing client needs. The La Plata office will focus on various injury cases, including motor vehicle accidents, dog bites, medical malpractice, and more. Trollinger Law is committed to providing top-tier legal representation and justice for those in need. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.